Good morning and welcome. The 1st of August. Creeping oh so close to fall we are. And WPPA Sports Saturday is proudly funded by CACL Financial, 1800 West Market Street in the city of Pottsville. You can also find them physically along the Port Carbon St. Clair Highway for drive-through convenience. And they're always open online at caclfcu.org. CACL Financial, voted the number one lending institution for the past 6 years in a row, because you won't find a better fiduciary relationship anywhere.
Thank you to BG's Value Markets. 4 convenient locations for your shopping experience. You could stop by, check them out, Millersburg, Jonestown, Pine Grove, and Minersville. They've got aisles upon aisles of grocery shopping needs. And also, don't forget, they've got the freshest meat for the hottest iron of that summertime grilling sessions you have planned. If their meat was any fresher,
you'd have to slap it.
Yep, and Gears Dairy, Schuylkill County's oldest family-owned full-service dairy on a tumbling run road. Check them out. They've got the whole dairy line from whole milk to skim milk. The orange juice to start your Saturday morning off just right. The iced tea and fruit drink products.
Wait, go. Summers for what?
Sipping.
Why?
Because of the new raspberry iced tea and diet decaf raspberry iced tea.
Am I allowed to imbibe in that this evening?
Oh, yeah. You can imbibe in anything you want. I don't care what you do this evening. But the diet decaf raspberry and the regular raspberry tea are divine. Sip on, Schuylkill County.
It's a bouquet.
Oh, yeah. It's not too mellow. It's not too sweet. Perfect. It's just perfecto.
Perfecto. But, Doc, speaking of perfecto, we have an interesting guest today.
Yeah.
He is the District 11 football chairman.
Yeah.
He is also a member of the PIAA football steering committee.
Yep.
So we're going to talk to Jason Zimmerman, who is the athletic director from Northwestern Lehigh, this morning. He's also part of the brain trust of the cooperative agreement that set the schedule for the Colonial and Schuylkill Leagues this season in football. And we're going to, I guess,
indulge
in
pick
how things came Pride across here in the situation we're in right now with the committee and how teams are going. You know, because it seems certain places now are taking the PIAA up on this staggered start date. Some people are saying, let's just go. So it'll be interesting to see how it all shakes out. And I'm looking forward to talking to, as I affectionately call him, Boss Hogg, on the program this morning.
Yeah, so
that'll be about 9:30. We'll get to Jason.
It's going to be interesting to hear some of their things, because right now, if you look and see what's going on in Major League Sports, okay, NHL is just starting to get back on the ice. They'll get back on the ice today. NBA got back on the hardwoods, mm-hmm, yesterday.
Now wait a second.
Like,
I know where you're going.
In regular season action, Major League Baseball has been on the field now for a little bit over a week, mm-hmm, is having a struggle with traveling.
Well, here's the problem, okay? It's not the design of not being in a bubble, because we saw people violate the rules of the bubble.
Yeah, but then they got consequences.
You have grown men right now who are being very selfish in what they're doing.
Yeah.
Particularly on the Florida Marlins.
Well, you don't got anything else to look forward to in life, I guess, if you're a Marlins player.
You have the ability to do something that only, I don't know, if you do 30 members or you do 60 this year by 30 teams, and you figure out that math. Okay? 30 people are on that roster right now. It's going to go 28-26. So you're one of 30 on 30 teams. Comes out to what, 900? Quick math. So you're one of 900 individuals out of a possible 1,800 with a 60-man list, okay, that has the opportunity to go out and play a Major League Baseball game. You knew the rules.
Yeah. Expectations.
You knew exactly what not to do, and you went and did. Could you imagine being one of those 30 guys on the squad that's sitting somewhere in an outhouse in Florida, practicing every day, waiting for your call, where you could have been more responsible than the people they picked to be on that 30-man roster? Could you imagine a kid like Travis Blankenhorn, who's out in St. Paul waiting to see if he gets the call onto the big league roster? Made it close, but now is sitting, waiting, training every day, taking care of himself to ensure he doesn't get it. But a kid like that could be playing on a 30-man roster because somebody in Florida on the Marlins team, there was a bunch of them, wanted to go out to a nightclub in Atlanta.
Okay.
So, I mean, I can't necessarily say, oh, Major League Baseball is having its struggles.
It's having a struggle. Is it not having a struggle?
Created by one team. And you know what? I would adjust the schedule without them.
What happened with St. Louis? What's the story there?
Mm-hmm.
What's the story? You know what I mean? Like, that is what you have to look at. But do you see how the selfish actions of a few result in negative?
One bad apple.
One bad apple, and it rots the rest of the basket. You know, so,
one bad apple.
You know, Robert Manfred comes out late yesterday evening and says, hey, listen, if you're a television network and you carry our games, have yourself ready and backed up with programming next week in case we have to shut this down.
Mm-hmm.
They're preparing to shut it down.
Because these grown men who have the opportunity to be 1 in 900 have to go do something. No, you don't. You're a Major League Baseball player, for God's sake. Stuff is delivered to you.
You have a life in the fast lane. I mean, yeah.
Nah. This should be a call to athletes at all levels, people at all levels. You know the risk versus the reward.
Yeah.
Why take your chances?
Yeah. I agree with you. I agree with you 110%. I tried to say this last week. Major League Baseball wasn't doing enough, wasn't punishing enough. Well, look at that young man. He said that he had a funeral in Atlanta. He leaves the NBA bubble. He gets caught in a club. Okay, says he
for
was just going for food.
For the food.
I haven't gone to my favorite club for food. Okay, and I don't know if I would trust some of the food that might be served at my favorite club.
It's amazing, though, how all of this is linked around Atlanta.
Yeah, Hotlanta, right?
It's a hot spot.
Yeah, hot nightlife, right? But, yeah, I mean, what happened to him? He was held accountable. He was fined, he was suspended, whatever, and he was held accountable. So does Major League Baseball have to say, hey, listen, we put you in this, we're taking you from, you know, what you believe would be a COVID-free facility in a hotel from, you know, Philadelphia. We put you on what we believe to be a, you know, clean airplane or whatever. We fly you from here in Philadelphia down to Atlanta. You go to the, you know,
actually, they went to Atlanta for an exhibition game and on the field.
I know, but let's say you go to, you know, Hotel XYZ. You are now in Hotel XYZ until you're picked up by the team transportation to take you over to Turner Field, bring you back to XYZ Hotel. And you can't leave XYZ Hotel premises.
Well, now they have hired compliance officers that have to sit in the hallways and babysit these cats.
Yeah, yeah.
Which should have probably been done first.
But let's get this straight. Okay, I'm a compliance officer. Okay, I'm hired to make sure that, you know, Juan Samuel does not leave. Okay? Juan comes down to me and says, hey, man, you're making $20 an hour sitting here watching a bunch of millionaires. You've got life by the, okay? And guess what? Here's $500. Don't say nothing. I'm going to sneak on out of here for a little bit.
I wouldn't do it.
Come on!
I wouldn't do
Come
it.
Come on!
Here's the reason where I would kick in as the compliance officer.
Come on!
Because I'd look at him and say, I could take your $500 today and my $20 an hour to babysit you idiots goes out the window next week. So what's the risk versus the reward? Is a quick $500 worth sacrificing a couple $1,000?
It's between you and him. You're the only two to know about it.
Doesn't matter. Absolutely not. Get back to your room.
Yeah, all right. Hey, here's $5,000. Don't say anything. Because $5,000 to them is
Get back to your room.
And you're gonna tell a grown man, get back to your room.
Yeah.
And if he says, well, bull on you.
What am I going to do, stop you? Yeah, if I have to.
What, are you going to tackle him?
If I have to.
Come on.
He'll be walking with a limp going to the ballpark the next day, that's for sure.
You're talking like a man with a
paper backside.
Yeah.
No, sir. I guarantee you I would not want to risk that, knowing the consequences of what could happen. Personally, I would not. I would get in the way. If he beat me up, he beat me up. Then I'd have all the more reason to say, see what happens? He left. See? Here's your proof. Give me his salary. I'll go out and shag fly balls for you. I'll sit in the bench for you as a number.
All right.
All right. Absolutely.
All right. Hey, I'm just, whatever.
You don't think I would?
No, I didn't say anything.
All people should know better than that.
Come on. Come on. The almighty dollar talks.
Mm-mm.
Maybe not with you, but everybody else, the almighty dollar talks. All it takes is a little bit of greenback.
I think there's good people in the world.
Yeah, okay.
I do.
Yeah.
I have faith in humanity.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Okay. Let me know how it works out for you in the end.
Why am I negative, Eddie?
I'm not negative. I'm just calling the shots. Calling them as I see them. So, I mean,
you're
come
way
on.
Off.
All right, so... continuing on here this morning.
Let's wait for a whole heck of a lot of paperwork here you got for me to use that as part of our interview.
I know, but geez.
I mean, if you wanted to delve into other sports, you could look at some of the things they're doing in tennis and golf and,
well,
you know, that's all in there.
You know,
I forgot my sheets on my desk.
I couldn't imagine golf being much of a big concern.
There are some challenges and there are some things that may, if some sports or all sports decide to play out a playoff scenario straight through to the state, like cross country and golf and tennis are looking at taking district champions only to avoid playoff rounds or you know, runoffs and those kind of things, and limit the amount of people that are at the state meets, so to speak, for tennis, golf, cross country. So that
volleyball.
Could be in play, where you don't have any extra games or you know, second seeds or third seeds or anything like that. It would just be district champions go on to play for the state championship in some sports. You know, there's in tennis, they're encouraging people to bring more of their own tennis balls, so you're not handling from the other team, and put a mark on so you know which ones are yours when you pick them up to play. So there's a couple different things in order to try and keep kids safe and keep things happening. I mean, you know, the governor came out yesterday and quelled the rumors that he's closing schools. So I would imagine he's probably going to stay off of sports at this point, I would think. I can't be so sure. But, of course, everything is pushed down to the local level decision now from every direction. Unless it's about fans and stands, then that was pushed up to Governor Wolf and the Department of Health by the PIAA yesterday.
And there's now a legislator
involved who wants to ensure parents are in the stands.
Yeah, I mean, and just to make sure that people understand, you know what I mean, I've seen this 100 times on social media. I don't think that the school district, if there's no fans, is going to let you anywhere close to the football field. So if you're thinking about renting a cherry picker, it's not going to work. It's not going to work.
You know,
just so we have that clear. Yeah, I mean, I've seen this being discussed time and time again on social media. You are not going to be allowed anywhere near the facility, okay? I mean, the police will be there, I'm sure, of the local jurisdiction. I'm going to use North Schuylkill for example. I'm sure that you will not have access to the upper parking lot, that you could pull in your van with the cherry picker and be able to look out over it as if you're installing some type of telecommunications cable. It is not probably going to work. Not a good idea. Don't go and try to rent the place.
That's ingenious.
Oh, yeah. I saw lots of people talking about it. People from North Schuylkill, people from Shamokin talking about it, about getting cherry pickers, about getting lifts, lifts that you would take and put outside your house if you were residing it, talking about putting scaffolding up to catch glimpses of it. And I'm thinking, this is probably not going to work. because as I understand that the law enforcement will be there to block access points.
Who told you all this stuff? I don't know about any of this.
I just heard it. Yeah, I mean, I thought it was kind of...
Oh, that's rich.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know what? Listen, here's what I'm going to tell you. When you're talking about doing this as fans, okay, right now, bands and cheerleaders, according to what I've seen and heard, will not be allowed in these game in these contests on Friday night. Okay, so those kids aren't allowed in either. When you look at the overall 250 count, when you count them in,
you're way over.
You're not way over it in some cases, because a lot of schools now have kind of said, our band will play at our home games only. We won't send them on the road. I mean, one, it's a logistical transportation nightmare to do so. You would need, you know, the Tamaqua band already brings 10 buses to begin with. They would probably need somewhere north of 25 or 40 to get their band to a game. It just won't happen. You know, North Schuylkill band takes 2 buses. They would probably need 6 or 8 for the band to get to a game. So, you know,
Pottsville normally has 10 buses, correct. I think, going with the band. So,
they would need 30 or 40 buses. You know, and for Pottsville, it's not so much of a cost. They own the buses.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? For other school districts that rent their buses or have a private carrier, there's a cost associated with that. You know, I've heard a lot about parents should be at these games. Well, I agree with that.
But they can't behave. They can't behave.
You don't know that they can't behave. I think they
I do know.
They wouldn't look a gift horse in the mouth, I don't think.
Yes, they would.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Now, listen.
Come on, you know better.
Listen.
You know better.
A wise man who I had this conversation with, okay, and I said, I really think parents should be there. What happens if, God forbid, a kid gets hurt or something along those lines? Actually, I had the conversation with 2 people, and one had an argument for the other's argument, which was pretty cool. The first person said to me, no parents at practice. They're practicing every day.
Yeah.
There's no parents there. So what happens if the kid gets hurt at practice? They got to call the parent. Wouldn't be much different there. But the other side of that argument was, at practice, teams in our area really aren't going full blast and really hammering on each other, for lack of a better term. It's kind of a more controlled situation, so that's why you don't see as many injuries during practice time. And I thought, well, there goes that argument, you know? So there's
I could walk up the stairs and blow out an MCA, ACL, whatever.
Well, you can, because you're out of shape.
Anybody can. I pulled a hammy going to the bathroom once, okay? So, yeah, I mean,
that must have been a violent experience.
It was. But you know what I mean? Anything could happen at any time. You could just be walking and blow your knee out.
Yeah,
I mean,
the
chances of it happening when you're playing or running and juking and diving and all that stuff is, you know, I mean, a lot greater than, you know, I mean, when you're just walking.
Particularly if you're not in shape.
It can happen. It can happen at any moment. It doesn't matter if you're going full bore or not.
Anyhow.
All right. These adults, you just talked about multimillionaires, okay? 10 minutes ago, if we could rewind the tape, I'd play it back for you. Oh, they can't behave. Their risky behavior is costing others in the end, okay? Have you driven by? Have you not attended sporting events where you've seen people conglomerated in more than groups of 10 people?
All summer long.
Okay.
I mean, I haven't attended.
So there, tell me, what's going to make any difference if we allow them into a high school sporting event compared to what you've seen the high school aged kids playing baseball and their parents all summer long not listening? How is it going to change? Just because the freaking calendar goes from August to September, you think it's going to change?
No.
You're dumb. You're mystified.
Did you just call me dumb?
Yeah. If you think it's going to change, you're mystified. I'm sorry. WPPA water is delicious today. Thirst quenching. You're mystified if you think it's going to change just because we left them in. And then the next thing you know, you're going to have 30 people sitting together. Hello?
I'm dumb.
Carry on.
You've triggered it now.
I've triggered what?
You've triggered it now.
I'm just saying that if you think it's going to change because the calendar changed from June to July to July to August, August to September, it's not. You know it's not.
That's not why I think it's going to be different.
What? Why do you think it's going to be different?
Because right now those same people can't see their kids play and are upset about it. And those same people are learning a valuable lesson of what it's going to take for them to be able to continue to see their kids play. That's where I'm going with it.
Go step into a store. Step into a store.
Is it a store this morning?
That says you have to wear a face covering.
There was a guy in there that wasn't.
Okay. So you think that anybody that's going to show up at these things...
I don't think you let just everybody in. I think if parents want to see their kids, they know the ground rules. And I think they know what they need to do to make it happen. And I have faith that they can do that.
Who are they to tell me?
Because that's what's going to keep you in this venue. If you don't, you're gone. And it's that easy.
And who's going to tell them that they have to leave?
The people that are there working.
So you're going to tell a parent who's there volunteering or is there...
They won't be volunteering anything because you can't have a concession stand open. But they won't be there anything. They'll be there to sit and watch their kids and enjoy watching their kids. And if they can't do it responsibly, then they get ejected. That's the way it works. That's the rules.
So
that's how it happens. So yeah, I would imagine if our schools want things to continue, they'll be enforcing everything they need to ensure that those kids have the opportunities to continue to do what they're doing. Absolutely.
I don't think it's going to happen. No. I don't see it happening. I don't see it happening. Because all it's going to be is one person's going to say, well, who am I? I'm not the mask police. Well, who am I to tell them? And and then there's going to be a confrontation.
Who are you? You're getting paid to do a job, and this is your job. And if you can't do it, then we will replace you as well. It's simple.
I don't see it happening.
Well?
I do not see it happening. I see the best idea, the best thing forward is, listen, you're not allowed there. You want sports to happen. You want your son, daughter, whatever, to enjoy their senior season of their sports. They can enjoy it. You're not going to be a part of it.
Well, I don't know.
Walk into any facility right now that says you must wear a mask covering both your nose and your mouth, and you walk around in those facilities and you'll see people with them hanging below their nose, hanging off their ears, hanging down around their chin, making themselves an Abraham Lincoln beard, okay, with their mask. Okay, those are the same people that you see in the stands that are going to be there, and they're going to do the same thing. And the individual who's probably put in charge is, well, I'm not going to tell Mrs. Abraham that she has to put up her mask. Do you know who she is? She works at da-da-da-da. I'm telling you, it's not going to work. And it's going to be just, oh, well, yeah, that's just Chaz. He's okay. He doesn't have it. But he may be asymptomatic, and now he just gave it to the lady who's sitting in front of him, two rows, as he walked by and coughed, and she took it home and gave it to her grandmother, who in turn is a very high-risk individual, and now she's fighting for her life. End of story. Tell me how it's going to be any different. It's not. It's the way it works out. You walk into stores, and all you hear is, well, they tell me that I'm not supposed to wear one of those because it doesn't do anything anyway. No, it doesn't do anything anyway to protect you. Yeah, it doesn't keep stuff from coming into you. What it does is it slows down the spread of your junk. Okay, instead of spreading out 8 feet, it only spreads out maybe 2 feet or 3 feet and falls and dissipates and it is in a less concentrated matter. It is proven on thermal imagers, okay, that when you exhale, normally it would go out maybe 6-8 feet, okay? You put a mask on there. It doesn't matter if it's cloth, paper, whatever. It is going to make that disperse into a less of a forceful exhale, and it will disperse and break up and be less concentrated going at your fellow human beings, okay? That's that. But guess what? It doesn't matter. I mean, because nobody's going to listen, Chaz. You know it. I know it. and everybody listening knows it. You know somebody. You may be the person. Whatever. It's not going to work. And then when you tell somebody, hey, listen, you've got to be the mask police. Well, I'm not the mask police. What do you mean? As they have their mask hanging below their chin. Okay? I just don't see it happening. I don't see it happening. I just wonder when the plug is going to be pulled. How do you say, football is one thing. Football is one thing. That's one game a week. Let's talk about soccer. 3-4 games a week. Okay? Now all of a sudden, you don't have soccer for 2 weeks, so they miss 6-8 games. How do you make that up? So one person tests positive for COVID. 2 weeks, you shut down the program. Nothing. Nada. Do you shut down the school for 2 weeks? Does the school get shut down for 2 weeks? Hello?
That's a local decision.
Exactly. But the state is big enough to step in and say, for 2 weeks, you're shut down if somebody tests positive on your football team, on your soccer team, on your volleyball team, on your golf team, on your cross-country team. You're shut down for 2 weeks. One positive COVID test, you're shut down for 2 weeks. So what do you do? What do you do? Okay, all of a sudden, and Mike Farr said it best last week. Play week one, somebody tests Monday positive for COVID. So that means week two and week three, gone. You miss those two games. You come back that Monday, you're practicing. Wednesday, a kid tests positive. 2 more weeks. So there's week 4 and 5. How do you make that up? Come on.
Well, if the teams you're playing don't make the playoffs either, you can play during the playoffs.
Yeah. And let's be honest. Your single A, District 11 single A, how many teams make the playoffs?
4.
How many teams are in that District 11 single A bracket?
5.
Correct. So.
What? You're a killjoy on all this.
No, I'm not.
You called me dumb.
I didn't call you dumb like that you're dumb. I said if you think something's going to change, you're dumb. You're fooling yourself. People don't change. A leopard doesn't change its spots. Remember that. Just because the calendar changes from June to July and July to August to September, the people that you see sitting at baseball games now around the region are a lot of the same people who will be, you know, going to follow their young men and women in fall sports in high school. And if they're doing it now, well, we did it all summer. What do you mean I got to wear a mask? I want to see my boy Johnny, and who are you to tell me? I pay taxes. This is public property.
See, now that's the wrong.
But you see what I'm saying? Is who and somebody's going to say, I don't want to get involved in this. I'm not getting sued. I'm violating. You're violating my rights.
No, I'm not.
You're telling me. Who are you to tell me I have to? I'm telling you, and it turns into a confrontation. And then, where does it end? Next thing you know, this one's going to the school board crying because, you know, Mr. Appleton threw Mrs. Smith out, and Mrs. Smith was, you know, mad because Mr. Appleton threw him or her out, but didn't throw Johnny Appleseed out, who was sitting over there and didn't have a mask on for 3/4 of the game. But when Mr., you know, Joe came by and, you know. It's going to turn into a disaster. Just exit out and say, you know what? We'll see you in 2021. Just exit out. What's football doing? NFL. You know what? We're going to play. We're probably not going to have any fans in the seats. A lot of teams coming out. Jerry Jones, I'm not selling season tickets. I'm selling single game tickets only. So many season ticket holders have priority to those seats.
So he is going to have fans in attendance.
If he's allowed to have fans in attendance. The NFL hasn't said that they're going to have fans or not yet. And it will be a local decision. But you know what I mean? They're saying already, like, yeah, we're probably not going to have fans. We'll see you in 2021. Give us your season deposit. I just think for the best, you've seen Tri-County Midget League this week said, we're going to button it up. You know, best decision because, you know, of the consequences. I think there's a lot of liability laying out there. And I don't think anybody wants to enter those realms. Who's going to take the liability? Just get rid of it.
You.
No, I'm not taking the liability. As a taxpayer, I am. The taxpayer, I am.
We'll be back with Jason Zimmerman and more coming up on Sports Saturday on AM 1360, 106 FM around the world at WPPARadio.com.
If you missed the show, don't forget we're a podcast. Check us out on our host site, anchor.fm. We're on Google, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you find your favorite podcast. It's WPPA Sports Saturday.
WPPA's Polka Time, Sundays 1 till 3 p.m. Hi, Paul Kongas inviting you to tune in to the widest variety of the newest and best polkas here on WPPA. We'll be coming your way right up to the start of Phillies baseball, so set your dial to 1360 WPPA, 106 FM, or on the web, WPPARadio.com. Let's make it a date.
Does your bank come to mind when you think about the best things in your life? If not, consider a financial institution who has the experience in customer satisfaction. At CACL Financial, we've been voted the best bank in Schuylkill County for 6 years in a row. If you live, work, or worship in Schuylkill County, then CACL can help you with your financial needs. We have top quality products like free checking, lower fees, and better deposit rates than the competition. CACL Financial's goal is to deliver quality financial services to our members. Find out for yourself how it feels to work with a financial institution that's committed to helping you. Now, even more convenient with our newest location on the Port Carbon St. Clair Highway with easy in-and-out drive-through banking and a state-of-the-art ATM. CACL Financial, voted the best bank in Schuylkill County 6 years in a row in Pottsville and now on the Port Carbon St. Clair Highway. Trust CACL Financial, committed to your customer satisfaction.
Summer is here and the folks at Gears Dairy are proud to the newest member of their iced tea family, Raspberry Tea. The Schuylkill County's oldest full-service family-owned dairy along Tumblin Run Road. Gears Dairy Raspberry Iced Tea and Diet Decaf Raspberry are the perfect blends. Not too sweet, not too mellow. Perfectly refreshing. Summer's for sipping. On the porch or a day trip to the beach with the full line of Gears Iced Teas, including their newest flavor, Raspberry, in half gallons and plastic pints. Sip on, Schuylkill County.
Phillies postponed till Monday, right?
Till Monday. They resume right now. They're scheduled to resume Monday in New York. So
against
Paul
the Yanks?
On Saturday. Yeah, against the Yankees.
Okay.
Yep. So we go to the phone lines and we talk with the District 11 football chairperson, a member of the PIAA football steering committee, the athletic director at Northwestern Lehigh High School, part of the brain trust that brought us the Schuylkill Colonial Cooperative. All right, I'm tired. Jason Zimmerman joining us this morning. Zim, good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me. It's truly an honor. Really appreciate it.
Well, I guess we'll cut right to it. And you had the opportunity to participate with the PIAA Football Steering Committee. And as of now, the PIAA saying everything a go, tentatively for August 10th for some. Others electing to start a little later. But let's talk about the process of getting just the okay and the recommendations, Jay. You know, what went into all of this?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of time, effort, intelligent people, not me being not one of them, medical experts, I should say. You know, basically, the thought process behind it is, and if you follow the politics on it, we wanted to put something out there in our school's hands, in our governor's hands, you know, to basically say, listen, the PIAA is taking this seriously. we're going to do everything we possibly can to provide these kids with some type of season in all sports, especially football. Obviously, football being a high-contact sport, we wanted to take some extra precautions. You know, and we put some things out there that were, I believe, my opinion, realistic. You know, things such as, hey, listen, let's put a face shield on the face mask. If you can't do that, you know, throw a mask on the sidelines. Really taking what the CDC and what Secretary Levine and Governor Wolf has put out there, and really taking that and molded it into the sports arena. You know, there's some things there that really people aren't happy about. The biggest one, probably, Chazzy, is the lack of spectators at this point mm-hmm. in time. You know, so yeah, we kind of took our time with it. We looked at it. We beat it up just to make sure we got it right. They ran it by our sports medicine committee at the PIAA level, which has doctors and sports medicine people and epidemiologists on it, you know, got their blessing. So now, you know, we'll see where it goes. I mean, it's out there. Schools can do with it as they wish. You know, the bottom line is we wanted to provide an opportunity. We wanted to provide at least a choice rather than coming out and saying, you know, lowering the hammer and saying, we're not playing. Here's what we need to do to play. You know, if we can do that, let's go.
Well, when you take a look at it, you know, the 10-yard line to 10-yard line, so officials are going to have to put up with a little more chirping here and there. You know, when you look at it, and, you know, you said particularly football and giving the kids the opportunity, you know, nobody's saying that everything is foolproof. And you're right, the spectators thing has come up. Bands and cheerleaders has now come to the forefront with certain political people being contacted, and all that goes into play. When you make it a local decision, though, Jason, and you look at, for instance, District 11 with the scheduling cooperative and the EPC, all of our classifications have a way to participate against each other, but not all of those classifications are in the same setup, with some being in the Colonial Schuylkill Cooperative while others in the EPC. The EPC has moved to start like the first week of October. How does that affect the teams in the Schuylkill Colonial as far as 5A teams go?
Yeah, great question. So let's just talk football. That's what we're going to talk about. So I'll tell you what, I'm thanking my lucky stars I'm in the Colonial Schuylkill League partnership, because I'll tell you what, everybody's a phone call away and everybody's in this. I'll be 100% honest with you. We all love to win, Chaz. We all love to win. I love winning, okay? But the guys and gals that we're working with, we've truly taken it and saying, okay, listen, wins are great. You know, the wins and losses will come. Right now, we want to get put it in perspective. We want to get these people games, okay? We want to get these kids games. They worked hard during their career, all the off season to get here. So the bottom line is, that's going to be the interesting thing for us as District 11 to figure out how our playoffs going to work. You know, one of the things we talked about as a steering committee, which I do agree with, they're looking at reducing that. They want to end everything by Thanksgiving, Chad. Okay? You know, it's kind of following that college model where these kids are going to be in college till Thanksgiving, and then they're not going to come back till the new year. So we're looking at kind of wrapping everything up by that time. Does that mean there's state playoffs? I don't know. You know, if there's going to be state playoffs, you're going to have to reduce games. I believe there's a sentiment across the state to get these kids as many regular season contests as possible, okay? But like I said, being in this cooperative, it's great. You know, I'm working with Spots. We're bouncing things off of each other. We want to try and get the bands there. We want to try and get the cheerleaders there. So if they lighten up on that and say, hey, you still have to keep 250, guess what? I'm calling Riss up at Pottsville and saying, hey, Riss, you know, let's just do home band, home cheerleaders. That gives you more numbers, gets your people in front of their home crowd. It's a great mitigation effort, okay? And let's take those steps. And nobody's balking at that, which is great. You know, and that's what we need. We're all in it together. You've heard it time and time again. Now that the rubber hits the road, we really have to, you know, put up or shut up and really help each other out to make sure, listen, if we're traveling up to Pottsville, guess what? My band and cheerleaders stay home. I'll bring a travel roster to keep you under that 250. Your band performs, your cheerleaders do their stuff, and your team plays. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, one of the things that I read here out of this committee meeting is cleaning the ball on a ball rotation to the sidelines. And, you know, one of the questions I have, it doesn't say, is it cleaned after every play? Is it cleaned after every quarter? I know, you know, traditionally we had, about each team brought two or three balls that they, you know, rotated out on a normal day, Zim. But, I mean, are you looking at saying, hey, listen, we'll allow you to bring six balls now, and you just keep on rotating those?
Yeah, exactly. And it's really going to be at the referee's discretion, too, because, you know, let's say North Schuylkill's making a drive, okay? You don't want to – okay, you don't want to break that momentum up and that flow of the game to disinfect the ball, especially because basically your own kids are pretty much the only ones touching it and that referee, you know, the officials that are placing the ball. So the bottom line is it's going to be at the official's discretion, you know, rotate that ball in and out, have two or three guys there. You know, they talked about having adults do it. Listen, everybody has athletic trainers. They're usually standing by the ball guys anyway because they're going with the line of scrimmage. Listen, just have somebody supervising that. When you throw that ball out, when it comes to the sidelines, throw that one out, get a new one in, rub those balls down, and you're good to go. As far as the extension of the 10 to 10 yard line, very, very good point. Because make sure Coach Hall knows that, because he's probably thinking he can wander out of that box. It's only for the players. Coaches still have to remain in that box. You know, so it's again a measure to say, okay, let's spread them out a little bit. Let's do what we can. But yeah, players can go to the 10 yard line. Coaches still need to remain in that. What is that? 25-25.
Yeah, there was a 35-30. Yeah, something like that.
35-35.
35-35.
Yeah.
See, I'm always trying to extend it.
Yeah, and since you guys put turf in, you really don't have to paint it every day, so you don't even know anymore. That's the way it works.
Exactly. Exactly. We're in good, we're in great shape. Great shape in that regard. So,
you know,
some exciting stuff. Stuff to dive into. I read an article. I think it was in New York Dispatch. You know, some of the coaches are a little they're balking at some of it. Listen, we said it. One of the big things was the face shield on the face mask. Listen, just throw a gator on. You know what I mean? The bottom line is, we thought, listen, if we could put in there, it's not mandating it, but hey, now you don't have to wear a mask. If you have that face shield on, you know, that spit guard, you know, you don't have to wear a gator at all, you know, so, or a face mask. So you're in good shape.
You know, Jay, when you take a look at, some folks have said, well, are they going to change, like, the cooperative scheduling? You know, is it going to go back to Schuylkill League, Colonial League this year? And, you know, what's the plans to try and limit the travel outside of your general area? Has there been conversations about that?
Not yet. So basically the timeline for that, Chaz, and again, little rumblings, informal things. The Schuylkill League and the Colonial League are revving up this week. What we wanted to do is we didn't want to base any decision on speculation. We're just workers. The guys in Schuylkill and Colonial are just workers. They want to have real data, real facts, and then make decisions. And we can, we're pretty bright. We can turn that around pretty quickly. So no, is it possible? Sure, anything's possible. Right now, I believe Mr. Toth put out a survey to his schools to see where they're at. We're going to meet on Monday as an executive board for the Colonial League, and then Wednesday with the whole group and make sure, take that temperature. Right now, we believe we're on target to start on time. I just think there's going to have to be a lot of flexibility. You know, you saw what happened up at Jim Thorpe. You know, if Coach calls us up and says, "Zim, we got X amount of guys, like we can't play," we may see that. And the bottom line is, we either hook up with somebody else that may not be playing, or, a lot of flexibility. I think we need to focus less on postseason and PowerPoints and more on getting back to basics, playing football, and here we go.
Right, and that's been the sentiment from the administrators that I deal with, is it's, I don't care if we only get two games in at this point, as long as the kids have the opportunity. If they say a 5-game, 7-game regular season, that's it, okay, the kids had their opportunity to perform. You know, but you talk about losing a team because somewhere may have some kind of COVID diagnosis. And now you're shut down 14 days. If you can't find a game, how do you make those up?
You kind of don't. You almost got to lick your wounds and take your losses. And, hopefully maybe there's somebody – no, I shouldn't say hopefully. because that's wishing ill on somebody. But, you know, I'm not sure it's going to be isolated to one school. You know, so there may be another school. I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking positively there. But there might be a week you're off. I mean, it just might happen, you know. Maybe Coach Farr can give us some recommendations when he had that bye week in the playoffs a couple years ago.
You're picking fights. You're picking fights.
he died. Mike's such a good guy. He'll get the gist of that one. He knows I'm busting.
Have you gotten any different word back? One of the things that the football committee said is, hey, maybe you should look at limiting huddles on the offensive and defensive side of the football and using more of those. We've seen a lot of teams go to those. We'll hold up a big poster. It'll have a picture of Jason Zimmerman in the upper left, Chaz Hepler in the upper right, and it'd have like
one big poster, buddy.
Yeah. You know, have like the Jets and the Giants logo or something on the bottom. You mean, have you heard anything about the, you know, you, bringing that out to coaches and saying, what are you trying to change my offense?
Listen, I haven't heard it here. I have not heard it here. And again, that's just a tribute to the guys we're working with in this area. No, they've taken it with a grain of salt. These guys know. They know we're fighting for them. They want to have their season, so they'll pretty much do anything that here's the bottom line in the steering. You know, this sums it all up. Think outside the box, guys. If there's any way, and we're not saying no huddles. We're just saying, listen, try to avoid it if at all possible. Use wristbands. Call it at the line. Do what you got to do. I did see in other parts of the state got some feedback on that. You know, where we've lost all this off season time, and by now all playbooks are installed, et cetera, et cetera. Our guys around here, they're awesome. They're great to work with. They will offer their opinion, okay? They'll help you out. And even if it doesn't go their way, they'll support the crap out of you out in public. You know what I mean? We have those conversations, you know, privately, but they support it in public, and we're one full unit moving full steam ahead, which, again, not surprising around here for these guys. I mean, they're a good unit. They're a good unit. I can't say there's a bad one out there that would buck it under the given circumstances.
You know, when you look at the way the game has evolved, so to speak, with the 40 seconds from the end of the play, is some of that going to be maybe a little more relaxed in this in order to, you know, I know they talked about maintaining kids staying hydrated, lessening contact with everybody. Is some of that, I know they were looking at maybe 2.5 minutes between quarters now, and, you know, there were specifications about pregame meeting and no shaking hands. Are also some of the rules going to be looked at to say, hey, guys, listen, as an official, if you see things, it's okay to slow it down?
Yeah, Frankie D'Angelo, Dr. D'Angelo, you know, kind of heads up our football officials. He's a good leader. Glenn Ristmiller is another one out there. Listen, those guys do it now. Even under non-COVID situations, they do what's best for the sport, all within the rule book. But, you know, hey, they may come and say, listen, let's say a team's struggling with getting these plays in. Hey, Zim, turn the play clocks off. We got it on the field. You know, it's real simple. You don't have to change any rules. You know,
right.
It's things like that. We're blessed in District 11 to have great people all around. But Chaz, I mean, that's a great point. You know, little things like that are going to have to happen. They have to. And the bottom line is, we want everybody safe. We want everybody healthy, and we won't be able to play the game. So if those things have to happen, I well within our right to do that type of stuff.
So it's my understanding from everything that's come out this week, including the governor doing his press conference yesterday, everything is going to be local decisions from here on out as far as schools are concerned, closures particularly. He didn't say anything about sports, but it seems like that's the way everybody's leaning.
Yeah, I get a little nervous because, again, I'll cite an article in the New York Dispatch that covers this, probably because it's Harrisburg area, so they have a lot of articles on this, but... You know, they had Secretary Levine. They interviewed the secretary, and to be honest with you, I wasn't too optimistic with her comments. But, you know, time will tell. I believe it's going to be local control. I think that's the way it should be. You know, some people disagree with that. What the EPC did, I'm not being critical. I just don't know why you would do that. I get it. But why are you taking away an opportunity from a kid based on, you know, speculative data? You know, I get it. But I just think if the governor and the secretary of health and PIAA is all in support of you know, playing, I just don't know why you wouldn't do that. But it is what it is, and I don't know what's going to happen with Schuylkill and Colonial. I hope we maintain the course and stay on time. I mean, here's the bottom line. The data that I have in front of me right now, and you remove all the politics from it, you got teenager leagues playing, you got AAU basketball tournaments, you got lacrosse games, you have all this stuff going on right now with fans, kids, and listen, kids are kids. They're not being malicious. They're not being ugly, but they're kids. You know, they're not going to be 6 feet apart at all times. You know, so I think that's the data I want to look at because that's kind of realistic for us. And you're not seeing a spike or you're not even seeing a lot of cases, to be honest with you. So, you know, again, we want to keep everybody safe and healthy. That's most important. But we also need them to live their lives, you know.
Indeed. Well, Jay, I know you have a busy Saturday. There's no trip to Schuylkill County in the cards for you today. But I'm sure on your next stop to Covelonic, you'll stop in and see us.
Absolutely. And, guys, I appreciate everything you guys do for amateur sports. A couple things before we go. I know you might be going on a hard break here, but, it stinks all around. But, you know, you have the excitement of the Colonial Schuylkill Cooperative the butt brakes were pumped on. And, Chaz, I made you a promise. We wouldn't send our kids down to Philadelphia in the next cycle. I kept my promise, so I want to make sure I get that out there for you, too.
Oh, you're the man. If we could just excommunicate.
Like I said, guys, I appreciate everything you do. You guys are always helpful, too, with your input, and I truly value it. So I hope you guys have a great weekend. I hope to see you this fall on the sideline.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks, Jay.
Got it, guys. Take care.
You, too. There you have it. Right from Jason Zimmerman. Things being planned, and, of course, you know, going with what they got right now. Trying to move forward and figure things out together, and we'll see how it all rounds up. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the program here on Sports Saturday on AM 1360, 106 FM, around the world at WPPARadio.com.
Missed the show? Don't forget the podcast on Anchor.fm, Apple and Google Podcast, and Spotify. It's WPPA Sports Saturday.
Sundays, 12 noon. It's the musical memories of WPPA Soft Sunday. And at 1 o'clock, a variety of the newest and best polkas, WPPA's Polka Time. Then at 3, we roll back the hits of the 70s, 80s, and 90s. So no matter your musical taste, we have you covered on AM 1360 WPPA, 106 FM, and on the web, WPPARadio.com. Join us.
Does your bank come to mind when you think about the best things in your life? If not, consider a financial institution who has the experience in customer satisfaction. At CACL Financial, we've been voted the best bank in Schuylkill County for 6 years in a row. If you live, work, or worship in Schuylkill County, then CACL can help you with your financial needs. We have top quality products like free checking, lower fees, and better deposit rates than the competition. CACL Financial's goal is to deliver quality financial services to our members. Find out for yourself how it feels to work with a financial institution that's committed to helping you. Now, even more convenient with our newest location on the Port Carbon St. Clair Highway with easy in-and-out drive-through banking and a state-of-the-art ATM. CACL Financial, voted the best bank in Schuylkill County 6 years in a row in Pottsville and now on the Port Carbon St. Clair Highway. Trust CACL Financial, committed to your customer satisfaction.
No baseball!
No baseball!
No baseball! No! No!
There's no baseball.
Unfortunately, the Philadelphia Phillies and Toronto Blue Jays weekend series scheduled for Saturday and Sunday in Philadelphia has been canceled after two Philadelphia Phillies staffers came down with the COVID-19 virus. The Phillies are scheduled to return to action Monday evening.
Our coverage begins 30 minutes prior to first pitch with the Lehigh Valley Hospital Schuylkill Phillies pregame show on AM 1360 and 106 FM WPPA.
That was a quick break.
Welcome back to WPPA Sports Saturday. Phillies postponed through the weekend. Back in action, hopefully, on Monday in the Bronx against New York for a pair. And then back to Citizens Bank Park to face the Yankees for two. So it'll be interesting to see how it all shakes out. As
they were supposed to do that last week, too, right? Two there, two here, two there. Yeah.
Yeah, they just have an opportunity to get it in there. They were scheduled to be off on Monday, were the Phillies. And I guess the Yankees probably were under that same schedule that allows this to occur. And common opponents there were able to shuffle the deck. And so there you heard it from Jason Zimmerman, Doctor. All the data and research and professionals that have had input into this plan. You've heard it from him. He's not against fans being in the stands.
Yeah. No. I'm reading through here. You heard him talk about doctors and all of that stuff. And I'm just reading through some of these steering committee meetings and stuff like that. And what the heck is it called? The Sports Medicine Advisory Steering Committee.
Yes.
Minutes. And I'm just looking through here, and yeah, I mean, I see a lot of people with like a lot of letters after their name, but this is from people from Manoa, Bryn Mawr, Allentown, Downingtown, Wyomissing, you know, Oxford, Bloomsburg, Hershey, Oakdale, Erie, Harrisburg, Wyomissing, Hershey, Pittsburgh, Ole. So these people are scattered about the regions.
The state.
Okay,
sure.
The state. And you did hear them talk about the political side of this and taking the politics out of it. But you would get a good sense of politicalness being taken out of the Sports Medicine Advisory Board, because they're from all over and from all different walks. One of the things, too, is I believe parents and students are going to have to sign this response to the... Mm-hmm.
You have to sign one as a student at a major university in the state.
Payton's Law. It's called Payton's Law, and it's about the sudden cardiac arrest symptoms and warning signs. That's a very good thing that has come out of... A tragic situation, but they are going to have to sign this. This is going to be another thing that parents are going to see that is new, and it is about the sudden cardiac arrest death. It is not a heart attack. A heart attack may cause SCA, but they are not the same.
We on time?
I don't know.
Okay, just wondering. No.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah, we're on time. We're right on time.
Yeah,
we're always on time. But when you look and stuff like that, I mean, you'll see that probably coming home, and it is a part of a good law, just looking over the draft of that thing.
And you've already signed, as far as the COVID-19 information, if your kids are participating now, you had to sign off on that stuff just to get them into the quote-unquote voluntary workouts already.
So. Well, first show of August underway, and... we'll be talking football shortly,
spirited
right?
Spirited show.
Preseason.
You called me dumb, which will
get
a
over
longer conversation here in a couple minutes. But we'd like to thank our financial benefactors, none bigger than CACL Financial, 1800 West Market Street in the city of Pottsville, along the Port Carbon St. Clair Highway. Drive-through convenience there. They're always open online at caclfcu.org. Voted the number one lending institution for the past 6 consecutive years. Why is that? It's because you won't find a better fiduciary relationship anywhere.
Thank you, BG's Value Markets, for their 4 convenient locations, Millersburg, Jonestown, Pine Grove, and Montersville. Don't forget, check out their aisles upon aisles of grocery shopping savings. And if their meat was any fresher, Chaz, for those hot irons of that summertime grill, what would you have to do?
Slap it.
Yeah, you'd have to slap that fresh meat. It'd still be oinking or mooing or clucking at you. Thank you to Gears Dairy, Schuylkill County's oldest family-owned full-service dairy on the Tumbling Run Road. They've got the dairy line from whole milk to skim milk, the orange juice to get your Saturday morning off right, and, of course, the delicious iced tea and fruit drink products now featuring raspberry tea and diet decaf raspberry tea. Summer's for sipping. Sip on, Schuylkill County. Thank you, Jason Zimmerman, for joining us. You're listening to WPPA Sports Saturday. WPPA Pottsville, translator W290DP Pottsville. CBS News next.